This is Brian Jenkins of Chosen 300 Ministries. Thank you so much for joining us today, and we hope you enjoy today's message. Be sure to join us on the web at www.chosen300.org, where you can learn about volunteer activities and also opportunities for giving. You can give by sending us a gift to Chosen 300 Ministries at P.O. Box 95, Ardmore, Pennsylvania, 19003. We also have an option for online giving right on our website at chosen300.org, and we also encourage you to designate your United Way or community giving gifts at your place of employment to Chosen 300 Ministries. This is a big help to our ongoing expense for our mission projects in Center City, Philadelphia. We want to thank you so much for joining to us today, and may God bless you and you enjoy today's message.
I'm going to be reading from Luke, the 13th chapter. I'm going to begin at the 11th verse down to 13. Luke 13, 11. Amen. And it reads, "And behold, there was a woman which had a spirit of infirmity 18 years, and was bowed together, and could in no wise lift up herself. And when Jesus saw her, he called her to him, and said unto her, Woman, thou art loose from thy infirmity. And he laid his hands on her, and immediately she was made straight and glorified God." Amen. You may be seated. Think with me on this thought. Hope for the hurting. Pray. Oh, gracious of wise God, is once again, here I am at this place where you knew I would be. And I ask, Lord, that you meet me here. And even though, Lord, I've studied, I need your power. And even though, Lord, I prepared, I need your anointing. Send the anointing that makes preaching easy, Lord, that I might speak with precision, clarity, and power, that the people may see you and not me. In the name of Jesus, this is our prayer we pray. Everybody say amen. Amen. I give greetings right now to Pastor Jenkins, to Angel, the set man at this place. I thank him for this tremendous opportunity just to stand behind the pulpit. I also recognize my other co-laborers in the gospel with me. I give you honor and all my friends. I say greetings in the name of Jesus. Hope for the hurting is what I want to deal with today. Hope for the hurting. Very familiar passage here. We find Luke, the Gentile physician, writing this. And we know Luke also not only wrote this particular book, but he also wrote Acts as well. What we have here is a situation, a woman that is hurt, in a hurtful condition. The Bible says, "And behold, there was a woman which had a spirit of infirmity." I want you to think about it from this point. Hurt singles out the person sitting next to you. Hurt, either they're either hurt right now or they will be hurt. The person sitting next to you cannot escape it, and you cannot avoid it. At some time or another, we will all get hurt. Oh yeah, we would all get hurt. Making a commitment to Jesus Christ does not exempt you from being hurt. But we don't have to be hurt and hopeless at the same time. See, you don't have to be hurt and hopeless at the same time. You see, hopelessness is a state of being or believing that there is no way out. Anytime that you believe that there's no way out, sometime it forces us to turn to a person that shows us that there is a way out. See, we found in this story, this woman experienced pain in every area of her life, in every area of her life. Sometimes even in our own lives, we experience pain. She experienced pain physically, she experienced pain emotionally, she experienced pain financially, and she experienced pain spiritually. Well, preacher, what do you mean? Look at this woman. Look at what our lesson says. Physically, she had to live with the trauma that was associated with her condition. Emotionally, she had to bear the daily burdens of oppression, people laughing and talking about her all the time. Emotionally, she had to deal with the daily burden of just being traumatized. Financially, she was probably seen as a drain on the welfare system, a drain economically, a drain in our society socially. And then spiritually, she was probably seen as a drain on the prayer life of those that had been praying for her day in and day out. Y'all gonna pray with me this morning? So look at this woman. Look at her. Forced to look back while still moving forward. Bent over, forced to look behind her. Unable to stand upright and in need. Let me ask you a question today. How did you come to church today? Are you bent over? Are you crippled? Are you standing upright and in need? She was bound by her condition. See, hurtful conditions will make people come to church. Y'all don't hear me. Hurtful conditions will make you come to church. Now, let me ask you this. Our outward circumstances look pretty good sometimes, but don't be fooled by the external. Sometimes God is using your current situation to either get your attention or to use that for his good and his glory. How many of us are forced on our past and find it impossible to look up? Look at this woman. It says that her posture was set by Satan. When we look at our posture, where are you postured at? Sometime a number of us have allowed the enemy to posture us in a certain position. Y'all don't hear me this morning. Sometime we forget that God is in everything we do. See, God allows things to happen for a reason because he's the sovereign God. He's God all by himself. I'm telling you today that you don't have to be hurt and hopeless at the same time. See, we serve a God that can do exceedingly abundantly for all we ask or think. All we have to do is just seek his face, turn from our wicked ways, and then and only then will we hear from heaven. I'm still talking about hope for the hurting. Some of you right now are hurting right now. I know you're hurting. If we would just admit to ourselves that we are hurting. But I'm here to tell you today that you don't have to be hurting and hopeless at the same time. Amen? Amen. Our story says, I'm gonna focus on 4 points. The first point is, it says, and behold, there was a woman which had a spirit of infirmity, 18 years, and was bowed together and could no wise lift up her head. And when Jesus saw her, stop right there. The Bible says Jesus saw her. See, she was overlooked by people, but not by God. Sometimes we feel like we're overlooked by people, but not by God. He saw what she was going through. 18 years, this affliction had continued a long time. This shows that the miracle was real. See, if it continued for 18 years, there was no doubt about that this was a real miracle, that the disease was not a false disease. Though yet afflicted, she was a regular attendance to worship. See, sometimes we think that when we get sick, we get a little headache, we're not feeling well, we don't have to come and worship God. Y'all don't hear me today. Even in the midst of our sickness, we should have joy. Because God is still good. Don't you know that somebody didn't even open their eyes today? Don't you know that somebody slept through the night? But when you woke up this morning, that should have been the first thing you should have looked to, the hills from which cometh your help and strength. No matter what your condition is, God still will make everything all right. So I see this woman in this story. She still presses her way through to get to the synagogue. She still was a regular attendant, so her being hurt didn't have anything to do with it. Even bodily infirmities, unless very grievous, should not keep us from publicly going to worship the God. You see, God, our God is able. Ephesians says, now unto him that is able to keep you from falling. He's able this morning. Wherever you are, God is able to pick you up. You just have to believe that he's God all by yourself. I know you said, well, financially, I'm in a bad situation, but God still is able. God is able. That's the first point. The next point in our scripture, it says, after he saw her, he says, and said unto her, woman, stop right there. Now he summons her. He saw her, now he summons her. How surprised this sister must have been when Jesus, who's selected and elected, looked out into a crowd like that and saw her pain. He saw her. This is the master, the King of Kings. He saw her. Now he summons her. He beckons her to come to him. Lord have mercy. The master. He says he's aware and concerned with her hurt. He called her when she was in her worst conditions. God today is calling you in your worst condition. He's calling all of us, even in our worst conditions. You see, in spite of your conditions, he's willing to call you. Now, let me ask you a question. Where did he call you from? What did he call you out of? You may have been doing everything with everybody you want to be, but God still calls you. He sees you because he's the all-seeing God. Whenever Jesus is present, it's not business as usual, it's business as unusual. Now, how surprised were you when Jesus called you? Wherever you may have been, God called you, my brothers and my sisters. God loves you enough to call you out of darkness into his marvelous light. I know you say, well, I'm only here for the food this morning. God said, well, I'm going to feed you spiritually before you get anything physically. Because God is concerned about your hurt. He's concerned about your pain. He's concerned that you continue to be bent over, always moving forward, looking behind you. But he said, I'm a God that can do all things. He said, greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. Hope for the hurting. So Jesus saw her. Then he summons her. And my next point, it says here, he says, woman, Jesus spoke to her. He saw her. He summons her. Now the King of Kings, he spoke to her. Look what he says. He says, woman, thou art loose. That's what he says. Stop right now. He didn't say she was healed. He said, thou art loose. He didn't say you were healed. He said, thou art loose. See, there's a difference here. See, this reminds me, before he got to this point, there was some remarks going on with the church folk. When those church folks got mad because he was healing on the Sabbath day. When those church folks got mad talking about their bylaws and their constitutions, they got mad at the master because he spoke to this woman and said, woman, thou art loose. See, sometimes when we think that our work on this side is more important than the Savior's work, oh God, thank you, God. He said, nothing is more important. And this is what we have to understand. He said, sometimes we're worried about the church laws and the Constitution. We get caught up in the wrong thing. He said, but Jesus was trying to explain to these religious perpetrators that this woman was bound by the devil. She had a spirit. It was an infirmity. And he's saying, all before I make her heal, I had to loose some things. God has to loose some things in your life. He said, you're walking around, you're carrying a lot of baggage. He's got to loose you from that stuff first. Before you can get healed, before you can have a sound mind, he said, you got to let that stuff go. Some friends, you got to let them go by the wayside. He said, it don't mean you no good. He said, you got to be loose from that stuff. So notice he says, woman, thou art loosed
from your infirmity. Oh my God. Jesus was trying to release her from her condition. He was only doing what he was called to do. His divine mission. How many know what Jesus' divine mission is? I'm going to tell you what his divine mission is. In Isaiah 61, 1 and 2, it says, the Spirit of the Lord God is upon me, because the Lord had anointed me to preach good tidings unto the meek. He has sent me to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim the liberty to the captives, and the opening of the prisons to them that are bound. He said, to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord and the day of vengeance of our God, to comfort all them that mourn. In other words, he was only doing what he was sent here to do. An opportunity to be released from your captivity. Whether it's spiritual, whether it's financial, emotional, or physical. Loose means to be set at liberty. That's what loose means. Loose in the Greek means to be forgiven. How many know that the Savior came to forgive us of our sins? How many today want to be loose? How many want to be set free? How many want to just have the ability to worship the Most High God? The Bible says he's El Yoakim. He's the Most High God. And we recognize him as God. All of us in here need to be loose from something. Oh yeah, you can act cute if you want to. You need to be loose from something today. There are many of us who cling to issues and illness due to familiarity, because we are told that this is what you should expect. Somebody needs to be loose from something. He's coming right now. Somebody needs to be loose from something. Y'all focus on me. Everybody can't help that situation. We're going to plead the blood of Jesus. Bow your head right now while he's doing what he's doing. Father God, in the name of Jesus, whatever it is that's going on in this man, right now we speak power. We speak your prophetic healing. We speak blessings in his life, Lord. Whatever that might be that's keeping him bound, we know that you are King of Kings and Lord of Lords. You said, Lord, bless this thing. Bless him right now in the name of Jesus. You say, whatever we bind on earth shall be bound in heaven. Whatever we loose on earth shall be loose in heaven. We loose the spirit of anointing right now in this man's life. In the name of Jesus, we pray. We claim it done in Jesus' name. Everybody say hallelujah, hallelujah. And amen. 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 See, the reality of what we do, Christ, we know, in other words, the reality is, if Christ has set us free, the Bible say, then you are free indeed. He said, you're free indeed. You no longer have to walk around here bound and tied to your past. He said, you ought to want to be free today. There is help for the hurting. How did he help us? Well, the first place he helped us, he saw her. The second place he helped her, he summons her. The third place he helped us, he spoke to her. Now my last point. The last point says, when we look at our lesson, it says, and Jesus said he stroked her. You say, preacher, the Bible don't say that. It says, and he laid his hands on her, and immediately she was straightened. Yeah, that's stroking. Jesus stroked her. Look at it this way. Can you see this woman bent over? Can no wise straighten up? That's what the Bible says. Now, I know my Jesus wouldn't have went and touched her backside. So he said he stroked her. He stooped to stroke this woman. He laid his hands on the woman. As a daughter of Abraham, she was always accustomed to touching, what touching really meant. And what I want to make sure that you understand is the deep-rooted symbolism around touching one person. In other words, in the Old Testament, there were ceremonies that took place, and this included the laying on of hands. You see, when the offerer brought the sacrifice and the priest looked at the sacrifice, the priest laid his hands on the sacrifice. And the reason that the priest laid his hands on the sacrifice to identify with the sacrifice. In other words, we see Jesus touching this woman. And as he stooped to touch her, what Jesus was doing was identifying himself with the woman. Y'all don't hear me. When Jesus look at us, he said when he touch us, he identify himself with us. In other words, whatever you may have done, Jesus is identifying himself with whatever you're doing. He said, don't let your conditions keep you from serving me. Somebody in here needs a touch this morning. That's what I want you to understand. We all need to be touched. The reason why they were important, because some of us have been coming to church year after year, day after day. We got a word, but buddy, you need a touch this morning. You need a touch from the master. If I can just touch the master's hand, everything will be all right. If I can just touch the master's hand, my worthlessness will be voided. If I can just touch the master's hand, I know he will make everything all right. If I can just touch, how many know that all you need is a touch this morning? You need to have the anointing of God upon your life in order for you to continue to do what God has called you to do. When we have our crooked souls, God can make them straight. And the way God makes them straight is that he touched us. Whether he touches us physically, whether he touches us spiritually, God can touch you and turn you around. How many know we need a U-turn in our life? Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the light. He says, no man, no woman coming unto the Father except through me. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us of our sins and to cleanse us of all unrighteousness this morning. This is hope for the hurtings, my brothers and sisters. Stand on your feet. Stand on your feet. There could be somebody here today that's saying, Pastor, preacher, prophet, this message was for me. You told me how God dealt with the woman that was bent over for 18 years. You said that God saw this woman. God summons this woman. God spoke to this woman. And then God stroked this woman. Right now, Lord, I'm standing in the need of all of those. Please see me as I am. For I know I haven't been doing everything I should do. I know, Lord, I just keep telling the same lie over and over again. But I'm asking you to show your favor, show your mercy. Give me an opportunity to get this thing right. God, I'm one of the ones that I do need a touch. And right now, as I raise my hand, I recognize that I'm out of the ark of safety. If there's anybody in here that know they need a touch from the master, won't you raise your hand? And if you feel bold enough and you say, preacher, I want this plan of salvation. You're saying, I don't know this Jesus that you're talking about. If you're bold enough, won't you come forward? And we want to pray with you. We want to give you the opportunity. Because today is your day. Today is your day.
Well, praise the Lord. We hope you enjoyed today's mission message for today. We encourage you once again to sow a seed of faith into this ministry. We are the ministry that is uniting the body of Christ to reach the world, to help the homeless and less fortunate. We also encourage you to join us every Sunday morning at 10 o'clock a.m. for our Sunday morning worship and breakfast. And again, any volunteer opportunity, they're located on the website at chosen300.org, where you can participate in helping the homeless and less fortunate. May God bless you and may heaven smile upon you.